Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that's Stay by Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. On this day in 1959, it entered the U.S. charts, eventually hitting number one. At just 1 minute and 37 seconds, it became the shortest U.S. chart topper in rock and roll history. Good song. On this day of October the 2nd, two interesting birthdays, really juxtapositions of two very different thoughts about how you change the nature of society. These two men were born. In 1800, Nat Turner, who led the slave rebellion, died in 1800. And he electrified the nation and the people that he was fighting with and for, a free man, a brilliant man who went into the battle because he wanted to free his family and free everybody else around him, who was born on this day in 1800. This is also the day that the great Indian liberation fighter, nonviolent fighter, Mohandas Gandhi was born on this day in 1869 and led the revolution in India to free India from Britain. And both very complex times, very complex men, both born on this day. And the other side of all that, someone has nothing to do with any of this. Any of this was born. One of the funniest men in human history, Groucho Marx, born on this day in 1890. On this day in 1835 started what they called the Mexican-American War, the Texas Revolution of 1835. We look at this through the eyes of the Alamo in the United States of America, of great Americans going to Texas fighting for their freedom. Here's the reality. The reality is that these Americans came to Texas. They promised the Mexicans they would learn Spanish. Mexicans learning English? Does that sound familiar? They promised the Mexicans that they would learn Spanish, that they would become citizens of Mexico, and even convert to Catholicism. Of course, they didn't do any of those things. This battle was about these men, these heroes of America, Davy Crockett, Ben Travis, and the rest, Sam Houston, wanted to keep their slaves. Davy Crockett was one of the most famous catcher of enslaved people escaping their freedom of anybody in America. He also became a U.S. congressman. But they'd all died at the Alamo. This battle was about keeping slaves. Mexico freed their slaves when they became an independent nation and wanted, and the Texans, the Americans there, would not free them. That was really the heart and soul of this battle for Texas when the United States decided they wanted to take this land from the Mexicans and create the Texas Republic, later to become the state of Texas. On this day in 1919, then-President Woodrow Wilson suffered a massive stroke. He was paralyzed. The interesting part about this, besides his being paralyzed, was that his wife actually took over the reins of government that nobody talked about. She was really the first woman president of the United States who took over after, quietly took over, after President Wilson had his stroke. On this day in 1937, Rafael Trujillo, who was a dictator of the Dominican Republic for at least 40 years or more, ordered the execution of Haitians living in the borderlands of these two nations. Dominican Republic and Haiti share the island of Hispaniola, and a lot of Haitians went there to cut the sugarcane, and they wanted them out. And even though a lot of the Dominicans were African descent, partially of African descent, they saw the Haitians as something different, and they slaughtered 20,000 Haitians over a five-day period beginning on this day in 1937. And on this day in 1968, President Gustavo Díaz Ordaz ordered the soldiers in Mexico to shoot down Mexican students and some workers in the streets. Over 300 students and civilians were massacred by the soldiers and police in this day in Mexico City. And they were protesting the coming Olympics and conditions in Mexico City. And Mexico had invested $7-8 billion in the coming of the Olympics, and they just mowed these students down. For many of us, it was very personal. For me, I had just had been in Mexico with those same students in January of that year, and all the people I lived with were murdered on this day in 1968 in Mexico City by the Mexican government. And as we leave our day in history, let's wish our dear friend and colleague, Melissa Harris Perry, a happy birthday. And that is this day in history, October the 2nd. There's a whole lot more. Please go to steinershow.org. It's all right there. On the way to break, we're hearing Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. That was a huge hit in this day in 1965. Hit number one on this day.